Jesse Crittenden, aforementioned, does a great job covering OU sports for the Norman Transcript. Jesse, I know this was short notice today, and of course, there's a bunch going on, so we appreciate you being generous with your time. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, man. Still trying to get my feet on the ground a little bit just from all of the chaos of the last couple of days. But, you know, other than that, I'm doing all right.
It has been wild, hasn't it? And we had this thing took some twists and turns yesterday where there was, I think, an initial public reaction of confusion. Was there something more to the story here? And I think Brent Venables heard that confusion and wanted to try to erase that as much as possible with his statement. Then you have some of the family getting involved yesterday. Where do we stand now? And basically what I'm asking from you is, what do you think the intention was behind Brent releasing his second statement yesterday afternoon?
It's a really good question, and I think we were all a little surprised that another statement came out, you know, considering that, you know, his first statement came out just a few minutes after Cale Gundy announced his resignation on Sunday night. So I think we were a little surprised, and I think it comes from a couple of different places. I mean, this really was a shock for a few different reasons, not only just because obviously it's Cale Gundy, such a long-tenured Oklahoma coach, Big 12 coach. He means so much to the program. But for when the resignation happened, how close it is to the season, fall camp had already started, and I think it's brought on, you know, an understandably emotional, you know, reaction response from not only just current players, former players, but, you know, fans outside the program. And I think when something like this happens, when we were given, you know, the public was given a few details, but not all of the details, I think it's easy to, you know, speculate on exactly what's happened, and then, you know, the story kind of, you know, gathers and gathers, and it's hard to know exactly what's happened. And so I think ultimately there's still some things we need to find out, but I think Brent Venables' second statement really was, I think, in some ways, just to try to clarify, you know, that this was the right decision in his viewpoint, or to maybe try to help the fan base understand why this happened and all of those things. But I think it's still, there's still some confusion, and I think some details that, you know, still need to come out.
Jesse Crittenden does a great job covering OU athletics for the Norman Transcript. He's the sports editor over there. So I know from your feed, you were at practice yesterday. What was the mood there? Was there anything different? Because the footage I saw, guys seemed pretty focused for the most part.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yeah, I don't think it was incredibly different. I think we were all a little curious just about what the vibe was going to be. And I think the thing that I would say was, it was just a really emotional practice. And I think when they got started, when warm-ups were going on, everything seemed normal. But once they kind of broke out, especially into, you know, the W drill, that's, you know, one of the more, you know, physical, hard-hitting drills they do, I think that's kind of when things came a little bit to a head. And that's probably a little bit strong, you know, stronger language than needed. But, I mean, these guys were really going at each other. There were, you know, at least a couple of different scuffles where, you know, players are pushing each other a little bit and coaches are having to get involved. And, you know, I think those things, you know, probably happen from time to time. Football practice is an incredibly intense thing. But I think you could tell that, you know, these players are still kind of reeling from what's happening. And, you know, Cale Gundy has a lot of strong relationships with different players on that team. And I think you could tell there is some, you know, I think there is an emotional response from these players just trying to figure out what happened. And I think you could see that at least a little bit during yesterday's practice, a little more emotional than normal.
Gotcha. Jesse Crittenden covers OU for the Norman Transcript. Your first appearance here with me anyway. What do you think of the team this year? It's really tough to handicap and forecast the way that, of course, we doing this business, what this conference is going to look like this year. It's almost impossible just because of the turnover. You talk about an established program that generally finishes near or usually at the top in OU, so you feel comfortable, quote-unquote, picking them to do well. But this year you see the coaches' poll come out yesterday, and you do have OU, Baylor, OSU right in a row, and I think that does indicate kind of how much of a toss-up the conference is this season. What do you think about the Sooners this year, and what are some of the biggest question marks in your mind about OU?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is one of those rare years for Oklahoma where it's hard to really pin down exactly what this team is. Like you mentioned, with all of the turnover, not just on the coaching staff, but all of the different players that have come in, you know, through the transfer portal, the large amount of new freshmen that are coming in, the, you know, the players that transferred out during the off season. But I mean, if you kind of forget all of, you know, everything that happened during the off season and all of the change, this is still a really talented football team. This is a football team that got a lot of really talented players through the transfer portal that should be able to make an impact right away. And there are enough players that stayed from last season that, I mean, there is a little bit of continuity there. I think this is an Oklahoma team that can certainly compete for the Big 12 title. Now, it's definitely not a given. And I don't know if I'm expecting necessarily for them to compete for, you know, a college football playoff spot this year. Maybe that happens, but that's not my expectation. But I think this team can definitely compete with Baylor or Oklahoma State or whoever else for a Big 12 title. I think my only question really is, I mean, what does the defensive side of the ball look like? Do we see Brent Venables' identity come in right away? I mean, it is year one, you know, and it's tough to say. But, I mean, the defense really did struggle down the stretch last year in conference play. And if Brent Venables can bring this new identity that, you know, that he's known for, if he can get these guys to buy in, you know, I think that'll go a long way. And then on the offensive side of the ball, how fast does this Jeff Lebby offense run? And how well do these players adjust to it? Can Dylan Gabriel, you know, be that guy to really lead a high-powered offense? So, I mean, I think there's still a few questions on both sides of the ball, but I think there's no doubt in my mind they still have talent that's at least comparable to the rest of the Big 12, if not, you know, exceeding it.
Jesse, pleasure to talk to you this morning. Great stuff. Keep up the good work with the transcript, and hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with you again soon.
Yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Jesse Crittenden does a great job covering OU athletics as the sports editor for the Norman Transcript, giving us this on OU practice from yesterday and also Cale Gundy resigning.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.